Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Hood Talk Radio with Cleveland's own Emax the Image, where we unravel the facts and bring the truth out of the lies. Wake up, everybody. It's Hood Talk Radio. You talk about it, we talking about it, they talking about it, Hood Talk Radio. You talking about it, we talking about it, they talking about it, Hood Talk Radio. We talking about it, they talking about it, we talking about it, Hood Talk Radio. We talking about it, they talking about it, we talking about it, Hood Talk Radio. What it do, people? What it do? It's your boy, Emax the Image Man, and you have tuned in to another episode of Hood Talk Radio. I just want to send a shout out to everybody out there that know me. Those that don't, that's your fault. All right? The number to call in is 646-478-0944. You know what I'm saying? The title of the show is Should Black People Fear ISIS? What do you think? Because it seems like they only killed those belonging to the power structure. What say ye? The thing with that is I've been watching a whole host of ISIS videos. And the reason I ask that question is because I never hear them, or I haven't seen any videos from ISIS that's been posted for the past couple of years, where they actually kill black people. You know what I'm saying? That's why I asked that question, because we have been left bereft in that scene of atrocity. That's what I'm going to call it. Because it's really, it don't make no fucking sense the way they're killing everybody, man. And that just, I don't know about you, but for me, it's a fucked up thing. You know what I'm saying? Broadcasting live from Cleveland, Ohio. We got other topics. We're going to talk about how dumb motherfuckers is. All right. I posted some shit on my Facebook page about 2-3 days ago. Gave a scenario. And it was a true scenario. It wasn't just a joke. You know what I mean? I actually saw a motherfucker buy a box of Black and Miles that was clearly marked $3.89, and the motherfucking rung $5 up in the register, and this dumbass nigga paid for it. Alright? So it was things like that that we'll be talking about tonight. I went to the store to get me an energy drink, and a young man informed me that, you know, he has some loud. First of all, I didn't know him. He don't know me. He don't even know if I'm the police or not, but this motherfucker, let's say I got some loud, big homie. You know what I'm saying? I know you trying to get your money, dude. I appreciate that. But you don't know me from Adam. First of all, second of all, what the fuck would you tell me you have some weed and shit? I didn't like that shit. It's legal. So I told the motherfucker, I said, no, I don't need no loud, nigga. That's old shit. I fuck with medicinal. And he was like, oh, that K2. And I bust out laughing because these dumbass motherfuckers don't know the difference between Loud, Real, Reggie, K2, you know what I'm saying? K2 is that fake shit you can go to the store and buy. You can't go to the store and buy no motherfucking medicinal or no loud unless you in a motherfucking Colorado. That's how stupid niggas is. So it's not my fault. And I just want to put that out there. It's not my fault that these bruhs be standing out here like idiots, calling themselves the weed man or whatever, and they don't even know what fucking weed is, man. They just sell it because, you know, they can smell it. All right, but we ain't going to get on that dumb shit. We got some more important shit to talk about, okay? This ISIS thing, this Ebola thing, we're going to get in it tonight, and we're going to see just about how far we can go without all that extra shit. Now, we get ready to play this song while I get myself together. Hope y'all like it. You know what I'm saying? Because it's your boy, E. Max. All right? And as soon as I find this and bring it up, we will be back in a matter of minutes. Well, this one is just a background version, so I'm going to play it anyway. I hope y'all like it. It's called Feeling. Be right back. Good chocolate. All right. That was Feelings. I'm entangled. Yeah, that was this track that I'm getting ready to release, man. You know what I'm saying? It's been a while. You know what I mean? For a minute. It's been a while. You know what I'm saying? But that's one of those songs that you just can't rush. You know what I'm saying? But even though I performed it a few times and just remixed it and everything like that. So it sounds a little bit better than it did when I first recorded it. All right. 646-478-0944. That's the number to call in and shit, you know what I'm saying? You can also log on to blogtalkradio.com and check us out when that page comes up. Click live, and there's a category box next to it. Just click motivation, you know what I'm saying? I should pop up, you know what I'm saying? Right there, first page. It's always, all right? This weekend, y'all know it's the ladies' first all-female MC Cypher, you know what I'm saying? Hold on. See, my neighbors is burning their food again. We broadcasting live from, Varsity Music Studios, now our temporary home. We setting up a new location out here in Cleveland. So, you know what I'm saying? Pretty soon you guys will be able to come and join us live on the set, and that includes Al Porter's Man in the Streets. One thing I want to say, life is beautiful, and I want us to all take care of ourselves, you know what I'm saying? Do a little bit of reading, just like you exercise your body, exercise your mind, and get your shit in order. You know what I mean? Lots of times we get into situations, man, where the shit we do determines how we keep going. You know what I'm saying? How we keep going. I am actually just, you know, phone is blowing up right now. I don't know why, but I guess people are hitting me up right now. But that's cool. That's cool. All right. So what y'all need to do, is call that number. Talk about what's on your mind. Somebody told me I'm full of shit, but I'll take that. You know what I mean? Because I ain't fucking stupid. That's part of the reasons why we are in a situation that we in right now, ladies and gentlemen. You know what I'm saying? Some of y'all ladies is off the chain. You know what I'm saying? Some of y'all beautiful. But I love you all. You know what I'm saying? God put you here for us. You know what I'm saying? Actually, he put you here to recreate, to procreate so that we could repopulate the planet. Now, if you know anything what re means, that means to do over. So that means we was here to re, like I said, populate the planet. Or, like I said, literally replenish. And if you ever worked in a grocery store or whatever and they told you to replenish the shelves, then that means, you know, put some shit back. There's some shit missing. A lot of shit has been bought. So there's some empty spaces there. And you need to fill those empty spaces. Again, that's what replenishment. So we are here to replenish the planet. All right. So that's part of our topic for the night. Treat her right, fellas. You know what I'm saying? We got treat her right. We got this ISIS thing that's jumping off overseas. We got the Ebola. There's so much shit going on in our motherfucking world right now. Everybody want to relate the shit to biblical prophecy and all this and all of that. But I honestly, I don't see that. You know what I'm saying? What I see is some greedy motherfuckers who've been planning this shit thousands of years. There's always been kingship on this planet since the beginning. I don't ever want you to think that kingship did not exist before the king or the queen of England, you know what I'm saying, before the Romans, before the Egyptians, you know, before the Sumerians, before what they gave the name of the Olmecs and all of this and all of that shit, man. Sis, business. We have been under rule. I mean, everyone, not just black folks. Excuse me. Everybody. You know what I'm saying? So you can't just base life right now on what's going on overseas. You can't base your life right now on what's going on with our financial market. You can't base your life right now in fear. And that's really what they want you to do. They want you to fear the police. Most people do. But if you understand what fear does, after a while it turns around and becomes anger. And then people lash out against the motherfuckers that keep oppressing. It's like a bully. You know what I'm saying? When a bully keep on fucking with you, what you do? Eventually, you whoop that motherfucker's ass, right? That's what you do with bullies. So when it comes to this shit that the media keep putting out from overseas and everything, I mean, you gonna do what? Curl up in your house? Curl up in a ball and let these motherfuckers just run over you? I mean, we got the FEMA camp thing jumping off, y'all. We got this Ebola thing jumping off. And I watched a video last night where some the Center for Not Disease Control, because if you define the word control, you know what control means. It does not mean like harness. It means to design, you know what I'm saying, or to implement a structure where it is registered, whatever it is. You know what I'm saying? So they control where the disease goes. They control how it's, you know, implemented throughout, you know, society. This is what the Center for Disease Control does. They do not cure shit. They control how it affects the population. You know what I'm saying? We think that because it says Center for Disease Control, that if you think the last word, take the last word into that name, control, and define it. Define that word control, and you'll understand exactly what the Center for Disease Control is here for. All right? The United States, our government, yes indeed, has a patent on the Ebola virus. Now, when you have a patent on anything, that means you yourself, or you have manipulated it to where it is yours, you've designed it, and this is your creation, okay? So don't think that it's just some bullshit that comes from monkey meat and bush meat and all this and all of that. All of this shit goes to the depopulation of the planet. I don't know if they talk about that in any of your religious books. Of course, it talks about those that want to lead the fight. You know what I'm saying? And I'm sorry about that person from that 440 phone number. I apologize because I didn't answer your call. But we will be answering calls for the rest of the night. I'm trying to do 5 or 6 things at the same time. So if you want to call in, the number is 646-478-0944. And that just press the 1 if you want to talk. You got something on your mind? Yes. You got something on your mind? No. You can always call in and talk to your boy, Max the Image. All right. Another thing we're going to talk about is how we treat our women. You know what I'm saying? We do some dumb shit to impress them. We do some dumb shit to keep them. And we do dumb shit to lose them. All right, fellas, so this one is really going out to you. You got to be a little bit more careful than the woman you choose any fucking way. You can't blame everything on her. You know what I'm saying? Take a good look at what's going on the inside of a person, and you will be all right. You will be okay. So, hey, I can't please everybody, but I'm doing the best that I can. It's your boy, E-Max Image, and I will be right back. Good Talk Radio. After I was full.
how I thanked you, really, for all your generosity. Whoa, whoa.
But why do you do what? Don't let me touch you.
Keeping me at distances, can't manage to get a kiss. No, no.
Keep on teasing me when you know you should be pleasing me. Always having what I'm needing, babe. Never giving what I want, babe.
Oh, baby.
How could you keep on teasing
How could you?
Me?
Gang, you know what I'm saying? That was your boy E-Max with How. That's a favorite song. Probably the song with the ladies. They like that song. It'll be coming out on my new CD soon. 646-478-0944. This your boy E-Max, the Image Man. And you have tuned in to Hood Talk Radio. Should black people fear ISIS? You know what I'm saying? Not to sound bigoted or anything, but I've noticed. I've watched over 50, maybe 60 videos of this ISIS crisis, if that's what you want to call it. Believe it or not, on next week's show, and I had planned on broadcasting live from the OPN Community Center. I still may. I have to, you know, saying do some confirmations and this and that and the other. But at the same time, you'll be able to come in and sit in the audience and, you know what I'm saying, watch us do the show live. You know what I mean? But all the information will come to you at least by Friday on Hood Tunes Radio or Saturday. One of the two music shows this weekend, I have all the information confirmed, and we'll go from there. All right? But in the meantime, in between time, we're going to be right here, you know what I'm saying, where we always are on Wednesday night. Now, so far, from watching the news, like I said, I watched at least 60 videos from different links, different websites, different uploaders I subscribe to a lot of people, and they actually post a lot of ISIS videos and some of the shit they're doing over there. And it just, to me, man, it don't make no damn sense. You know, what's really going on is, in my opinion, just land grabs. You know what I'm saying? These people are actually out here grabbing for the land. You know, Africa and Syria and the Gaza Strip and Libya and all of those countries over there, they are rich in natural resources. You know what I'm saying? I want y'all not to forget that. Because we quickly forget about one thing when they throw another thing up in our face. Now, the videos that I watch, no, they aren't in English. And that's another thing. That's another problem that I have. How the fuck do you know what they're saying if you don't speak, you know what I'm saying, their languages? How do you know what they're saying? And the simple thing is that they're posting all these fucking videos with these guys talking in a different language. And yes, they're killing the shit out of motherfuckers. It don't make no sense to me. But it really doesn't make sense because we can't understand what they're saying. You know what I'm saying? If we could understand what they're saying, things a whole lot easier to comprehend. But I don't think they want us to comprehend it in the beginning because you have yet to hear any of those videos. Seriously, I haven't heard any of them. In English. And that right there, my friend, I ain't heard them in English. If you can speak what they speak over there, it would be great if you could just say, hey, we're going to translate this for you. All right? That way you can understand what they're doing. Y'all want to know what I'm doing? I'm sitting over here making sure that all the lines are cracking like they're supposed to be. All right. We have learned so much. Okay. We learned so much about what's going on over there through the TV, CNN, MNS, MSNBC, excuse me. We've learned so much from ABC, NBC, CNN, WVIZ, WUAB, Fox News, you know what I'm saying, in every fucking state. And they all say the same damn things. Okay? They all say the same damn thing. It's like the fuck is reading a script. But when they put the videos up there, they're telling you what's going on in the videos, and the people that are speaking, they are not speaking in English. So they're translating for you what they believe these foreigners are saying. We don't really know what they over there doing. They could be over there fucking protecting the land that they were born and raised on. You know what I'm saying? They could be protecting what they know is a very, very, very valuable resource, which is their land. Long time ago, back in the 70s, okay, they had this program, and it was the King Ivor program, and it was really set up for land grabs and this and that and the other. Okay, they also had the COINTELPRO program, like I said before. It didn't work out so well because black folks are still here. You might have got rid of, you know what I'm saying, the Black Panthers and those guys on a major scale. But I don't think you got rid of them. I think they just got smarter. We have to be careful. We have to be careful about what we ingest as far as our conversations go. We have to be careful about what we ingest. We have to be careful on what we read, because there's a belief out there in the information world that whatever the mind sees and whatever the ears, I'm sorry, whatever the eye sees and the ears hear, the mind believes. So if they want to control you with something, they want you to think about something in a certain way, they're going to tell you that this is the way it is. You know what I'm saying? Not necessarily that it is, but this is the way it is. You know what I'm saying? I want y'all to understand that we are living in a society where the ruling class actually wants to get rid of everybody. Okay, I want everybody out there to take a look at what is my birth certificate for, what is my social security number for. Okay, and it'll give you some insight. It should open your brain up to go and research some other pages. You know what I mean? What the hell's going on with my phone? What we need to do is keep our eyes focused on the shit that's at hand right now. Okay? We got all of these reports about President Obama being, you know what I'm saying, a puppet. Do some research. You got this Ebola virus that was man-made, okay? I watched a newscaster asked a great question this morning. Says, if we have the instrumentation and the technology to combat this, why do we bring people here and risk all the lives in this country? Well, you got to remember, according to the Georgia Guidestones, huh? Check it out. The population needs to go down to 500 million. Right now, you know what I'm saying? We're at 90 billion people in the planet? Something like that. Well, they want to take the shit down to 500 million. So, you know, that's over 90% of the population that died. All right. Now, if they take the African or the Syrian or the Libyan, any land over there that's connected to Israel and the Gaza Strip, anything on the African continent, I don't know why they chose Africa when America has its own natural resources. We got shit in America that don't nobody else in the world got. They in other parts of the world trying to steal their shit. For your information out there, there are reports being circulated throughout all of the newscasting and the broadcasting agencies that the United States fund the Al-Qaeda. Now, Al-Qaeda didn't want them. The Al-Qaeda funded those guys. Okay, ISIS is the Islamic State of Iraq and Syria. All right, now that's what ISIS means. So check that shit out. Get some information on your own. Formulate your own opinion about it, okay? Because this is how you're going to survive all of this shit. I watched a video today where they claim they're killing Christians over there. They have been. These motherfuckers decapitating people and putting their heads on poles. That goes back to Vlad the Impaler. If you don't understand who Vlad the Impaler is, look up VLADTHEIMPALER, Vlad the Impaler. Check him out. He would sit at the table and take heads off of steaks and cut them open and eat them. All right? Now, if these people are doing some shit like that, man, over there, and everybody thinking, oh, shit, we got to, you know what I'm saying, shut the shit down because we hope they don't come over here. Now, first thing first, everybody talking about how our borders are open. So, you know, if everybody crying about how open the borders are and this and that and the other, man, how the hell is we going to stop these guys from coming over here if they ain't even already here? You know what I'm saying? Here's a synopsis of that, in my opinion. All right, I want y'all to understand that the things that I'm saying is my opinion. Now, if black people, it's so terrible that all these cops got to shoot every black person that they can, mainly the black men, the young black men at that, but they're getting older. They're getting older, you see. Okay? It's a lot of Hispanic young men out there losing their lives. It's a lot of white young guys out there losing their lives. They ain't putting that shit out there on the news. It's in the newspaper. Y'all read the newspaper sometime, y'all. You know what I mean? They made you believe they was going to shut the plane dealer down by opening up a website, but you can still get a damn newspaper. Read it. There's more people being killed out here than just black men by the police. You got women, kids, okay? They especially honing in, for whatever reason, on these interracial relationships, interracial couples. It don't matter. They ain't always black and white. It could be white person and Indian. It could be a Hispanic person with a Caucasian person. It could be a Hispanic person with a black. Anything other than what the status quo has been established to be. All right. Now, if you think about your religious affiliations, I'm sure that there has not been one word in Narim Bible, and I've read over 56 of them. Trust me, different religious artifacts. That's what I call them. Because they're books. You know what I'm saying? They're books that people decided to write down what they were thinking. These are their opinions. And we take them as law. You ain't noticed that. You know what I'm saying? You won't go to jail for not being religious yet. Well, overseas you can't. You know what I mean? But I honestly believe that they use the shit that's going on over there to try to invoke fear here for another level of control. All right, now, here's on top of this ISIS thing. They got us worrying about that. We got this Ebola campaign going on. Now, we got our own war going on in this motherfucker. Because everybody's saying that we shouldn't have an Ebola virus in this country. All right, well, it started in this damn country. They created it in this damn country. All right, back in the 60s. I decide not to even worry about shit, truthfully. Because I watched about 30 videos from, you know, Liberia and Syria and Israel and all Samaria, Somalia, all of those countries over there in Africa where they say the shit is running through rampant. Now, if the people in those countries, in some of these videos that you don't see on the mainstream news, you ain't going to read about them in a newspaper and things of that nature, but if the people that's living there are telling you that they're using this shit to get monies from the international community, just think about that for a minute. If somebody was to come to you and say, hey, man, this is Ebola, you know, breakout, this Ebola epidemic going on, a pandemic, there's a difference. There's an Ebola pandemic going on in our neighborhood, man. You better watch yourself. You say, yeah, how you know that? Well, they said on the news that it's all over our hood. And damn near everybody dying from the Ebola virus in the hood, man. So be careful. Then you go around the hood and you see everybody you know and everybody else, and ain't nobody said nothing to you about no motherfucking body dying through Ebola virus. But on you turn on the TV, they said the people that live next door to you just died, but you were just sitting on their porch eating barbecue with them, having a few beers. But the newsman said that they died, but you were just sitting there talking to them. Who you gonna believe? What you gonna do? You gonna go out your door, you gonna go over there and you gonna look, and you gonna see for yourself. If shit don't seem out of ordinary, what the hell are you gonna do? Say, oh man, there must be some shit going on because the people next door hiding some shit from me because the man on the news said they dead. But you looking at them. And they doing everything they do all the fucking time. How the hell is you gonna say that I can't go over there no more because the newsman said they got communicable disease. In the beginning, they said you can only get that shit with human contact. It came through with some shit like salmonella, you know, in the food, bad food, and all this and all that. Now, they're giving us information that says the shit is airborne. It's a whole new strain on this Ebola virus, man. It ain't killing enough people fast enough, so they just upped fucking concentration. That's my opinion. All you gotta do is some research, and you'll find that shit just might be so, all right? I ain't doing nothing but trying to get you to open your eyes here and understand that every coin has two sides. You will not find a coin that doesn't have a head and a tail. You won't find it. So if you only getting one side of a fucking story, man, how the hell do you know it's true? You gonna sit there and believe it? Something wrong with you, my man. Or my girl. Or my people. You know what I'm saying? We all in this together. Ain't nobody special with this shit. Sorry, but there's nobody special in this shit, man. Unfortunately for black folks, we are in the head of the damn news media. We always doing something wrong. We always doing something bad. We always fucking up somewhere. Something always goes wrong in the black community where cops feel like it's necessary to kill us. But then I'm speaking just like, but only in English, but like a lot of Hispanics are. You know what I'm saying? A lot of immigrants are. You know what I'm saying? This country is so fucking bigoted. It's a damn shame. I watched a judge. I can't think of her name right now. She got a news program, though. She be on ABC and Fox News, too, spitting her shit. You know what I mean? And she was saying, close the borders. Keep the people out. The people. What people she talking about? The people. Keep the people out. Set up patrols on the border. Increase this. Increase that. Do this. Do that. Do this. Do that. Everybody blaming everything on President Bush. But you got to go way past his dad. Got to go back. If you do a little historical research, if you go back to the King James days, a little bit before King James, and you study some of the policies and the shit that they implemented to continue to be in rulership over the people, man, over the masses, it won't surprise you what's going on right now. I guarantee you'll be like, damn, how come I didn't know that? Because you just follow what they said. Right here on Hood Talk Radio, we don't do that. We research everything. Even the Bible tell you that. Study to find yourself approved. You didn't understand what that meant. You thought it just meant read the Bible until you understood every word in it. No, that just relates to everything in your life, man. Everything. Dumbass motherfuckers didn't graduate from high school because they didn't study. You know what I'm saying? They felt like what they was doing on the other side of that fucking school book was more important than learning how to read what was in it. It could shape your life. Because it could actually open you up to learn some new things about something that just might interest your ass in one of those pages. All right? So, that's the motherfucking issue that I have with all this information that we've been receiving, you know what I'm saying, through our television, you know what I'm saying, our mainstream media and news sources. They all giving us the same cockamamie story. So what we have to do is to understand that we're being told the same things everywhere so that we can sit down at a point in time in our day, take a few minutes, and decipher some shit. Check it out. See if it's for real what they're talking about. You can go on right online right now and bring up the patent number to this Ebola virus. You can go on this Ebola virus patent. Just go to the patent, U.S. Patent Office, and or just Google it. And see, it's a U.S. 20122 something else, 15 some shit. But those are the numbers. U.S., you know what I'm saying, there's 2012 and some other numbers in it. But you can get the Ebola patent numbers, and you can read the whole fucking 100 and some pages. I didn't read all them fucking pages. I was just convinced from the point when I opened up the page and I saw it. I saw it. Okay? A lot of people don't even realize that Obama, okay, he, what do they call it, amended, okay, which means replaced George Bush's thing when we had SARS. I know y'all remember that disease. You know what I'm saying? It didn't kill nobody. It wasn't strong enough. So they had to bring Ebola out to start this damn depopulation program. They funding the ISIS people to kill as many people that they had. If you notice, they talking about, oh, they killing Christians over there. A Muslim country, okay, with Muslims, killing people that was born in that country. Sound familiar? We a Christian country, and we killing Christians in our country. What is the difference and what's going on over there and what's going on over here. Except that them motherfuckers is just driving up to people that's walking down the street. Carloads of motherfuckers with AKs and whatever military weapons we gave them. And they just killing people. 646-478-0944. That's the number to call in. Press 1 if you want to talk. You ain't got to do nothing if you just want to listen. I'll get a blue notification on my screen if y'all want to talk. This is your boy, E-Max Image, broadcasting live from Cleveland, Ohio. And I'm only here to motivate you. This Friday coming up is the ladies first, all right, female MC Cypher, you know what I'm saying, over at the OPN Community Center, 15453 Euclid Avenue. Those that don't know the area, it's like where Shaw High School is, it's Catter Corner. Actually, a couple doors down in the same building from the Park Avenue Lounge. I know y'all know where that is. I'm saying if you're familiar with the city. Come on out Friday night. It's a good time. Doors open at 9. The show starts at 10. Music provided by myself, DJ E Max. And you know y'all can find me on Facebook too, Eric Robinson. You know what I'm saying? That's straight up Eric Robinson. It's a lot of us, but if you know what I look like, ha ha ha, you know me. But if you don't, it's 391-420. A lot of people don't know how to find me on Facebook, so I try to make it easy for them. I ain't had nobody. You know what I'm saying? I'm sorry to all the ladies out there that's attracted to me and shit. I don't want no girlfriend because y'all are tripped. But y'all, none of y'all faggots try to approach me either because I don't swing like that. When the right woman come along, I say yes. But for the most part, all you bitches out there, you just want something. I don't know. I ain't got shit for you. A little bit more than some bubble gum, but right now, I ain't into the commitment thing. We can be friends. And everybody that listens to me know who the fuck I'm talking to. So, don't get mad at me if I ain't ready to settle down. 646-478-0944. That's the type of shit we talk about on this show. Part of my thing tonight is treat her right. You know what I'm saying? Treat her right. Now, y'all got to treat your girl right. You got somebody and she love you and you love her too. Treat her motherfucking ass right. You know what I'm saying? That goes for the women as well. Don't dog a motherfucker just because he like you. And that seems to be what's going on right now in these days. We have this issue. We be looking for somebody good to be with, and we find somebody good to be with, and yet it might be that one thing, like wrinkly hands or ugly feet. You know what I'm saying? That'll make you not want to commit to that person. That's some stupid, facetious shit. They may be poor. They may be something. But they may be the most beautifulest person in the world. But your motherfucking arrogant ass would dog her. Because she ain't like them bitches you be watching on the videos. It's some stupid shit. It's your boy, E-Max, man. We're going to be right back. I'm going to get into, let me see, I think we're going to play some Al Porter Jr. Just to liven up the mood a little bit. We will be right back after this commercial break. 3:29. Be right back.
Club song. I was raised in the hood, so what's the dip? What? A walking revolution, that's how I rip. Yeah. There are some who wish this was an intro. In other words, they'll wish it was kept short. I don't make music for the club.
Sorry.
I make songs so the mayor gets mud. So Frankie boy, I ain't forgot about you. The new masterpiece, my crew stays true. If alive, Ali Bey would be mayor. I'm living on a wing and a prayer. When you tell the truth, you don't live too long. That's why many real leaders die young. An OG in the hood, let me explain. A gangbanger who fights the biggest gang.
Gang one.
The local police, not all, just the ones who roll like beasts.
Gang two.
It's Cleveland Clinic. They put hood hospitals out of business.
Gang 3.
The Cleveland public school system. They got levy money still missing. If you ain't roll like the top 3 gangs, then that's a status you just can't claim. You can guap in a trap house and mean mug. Without weight, you're just a common thug. I'm a sister myself, so understand. I won't play, I'm a grown ass man. Don't holler at your boy. Speak to a man, and I'll speak back. Hope you understand. Don't holler at your boy. Speak to a man, and I'll speak back. Hope you understand. Don't holler. troops to offend everybody. Some say they take music to the next level, but shake hands with the same corporate devil. Now that's an example of hypocrisy, but hypocrisy, it doesn't reflect me. If you're grown, put the nicknames on the shelf, cause it matters what you choose to call yourself. I'ma break it down, know how it sounds. Artist named Lil at 50 plus pounds. To clarify, it sets the record straight. You ain't Lil if you're taller than 5'8". Names don't matter, now that's a lie. You ain't young nothing over age 25. I ain't young or Lil. I'm a grown man with bat in hand. I draw lines and say, don't holler at your boy. Speak to a man, and I speak back. Hope you understand. Don't holler at your boy. Speak to a man, and I speak back. Hope you understand. Don't holler at your boy. Speak to a man, and I speak back. Hope you understand. Don't holler at your boy. Speak to a man, and I speak back. Hope you understand. When you're a child, you do childish things.
True.
When you're a man, you put childish things away.
Grow up.
End quote. So why are adults watching more TV and playing more video games than they should? Ain't nothing wrong with having fun, but put down the remote once in a while and stand up to corrupt officials, from police to politicians. Remember three letters, H-T-A. Hold them accountable. The creator, H-J-S, Kilroy. Still rolling.
Six four six four seven eight zero nine four four. Just want y'all to know, man, that right now I'm getting ready to bring up this page right now on the internet for y'all, so I can tell you exactly where to go. I'm typing in U.S. Ebola patent, and I'll give you not the patience, but the patent. Because it's there. You know what I'm saying? It's there for you. It's all over the place. Ebola virus, the U.S. government owns patent. That's a 19-minute video. U.S. Ebola, U.S. government owns Ebola, 2-minute video. U.S. Ebola patent number, US-2012-0. Let me start that over. US-2012-025. 1502. Ebola patent number US-2012-025-1502. Look that shit up. Not playing. They even got it. USA Barrette Siete 2012 in patent. I'm not Hispanic. I don't speak it. I'm just pronouncing it. As spelled on this page. All right. Okay, there is one that says Ebola, the Ebola patent found. Obama knew about the shit in 2009. That's when October the 26th, I believe that date was 2009. It was not too soon after he had taken office when he amended George Bush's, basically policy on how do you contain and this and that and the other. The whole thing is being able to round up the people in quarantine. That's the big word right now that they use, quarantine. All right. So one way or another, man, these motherfuckers going to have to declare a martial law in this country. All right. They're going to have to, because they've been pushing for it for years and years and years and years. You got to go back to the King Alpha plan. You got to go back to Agenda 21. Agenda 21 is important because Agenda 21 is basically about land grabbing. Now, you might, you know, think this is some crazy shit, but I like to watch Blazing Saddles, okay, because they got a whole land snatch The whole fucking thing is, okay, it's about these motherfuckers want to run a railroad through this town. Fuck the racism and all of that shit. They want to put a railroad through Rock Ridge, and the best way they can do it is to get rid of the people. Now, it's going to be, they tried to buy the town, it didn't work. People didn't want to leave. They love their land. So the motherfucking GOV, all right, decided that they were going to, Mel Gibson, scare the people. Hey, Lil Ma. You go in there and, you know what I'm saying, and then Slim Pickens, he comes in there. We're going to go up in there, whopping in the way, whooping in the beat, and everybody let him soul us in Rock Ridge. And they did it. And they went in there with all of that shit. But you know what happened? The people got together and decided to fight the fuck back. We can't let them come in here. They did everything they could. And then what did they do? They sent them, because Mongo killed all the motherfuckers. The sheriff, Mongo, ate them. So they sent the black sheriff in there. Sound familiar? You know what I'm saying? I'm not the fucking crazy one. You gotta put two and two together. Now, depending on what math book you read, 2 + 2 = something else. It doesn't equal 4. But what they taught us in school is that 2 + 2 = 4. So if 1 and 1 is 2, and 2 + 2 = 4, and 4 + 4 = 8, and on to infinity. You understand me? Get that shit in your brain. Get it in your brain that when somebody's talking to you about something, when somebody's telling you something, when you're reading something in the newspaper, when you're reading about statistics, when you're reading about shit on your favorite artist, when you're reading about shit on your favorite sports character, your favorite preacher, your favorite politician, whatever it is, another human being that you have made an idol of, and so has everybody else. When they tell you something about that motherfucker, check it out for yourself and form your own damn opinion. You know? Form your own opinion. Educate your own self about everything that you want to know about. The internet is out there for you. You can't believe everything you pull up, but it's always something that you can learn out there. Everything ain't always about Ebola. Everything ain't always about martial law and this and that and the other and whoop, whoop, whoop. They done already fucking tore up the damn Constitution. Tore it up. They made their own. That's why a lot of shit is going on like that. Right now, we living in a police state. And if you don't understand what this New World Order shit is, you better get hip to it, because we're living in that shit right now. Ain't nothing going on about how you feel. The people don't matter. Remember, democracy is the majority rules. Okay, a mobocracy is when they get, like, the town people, these, let's stone him. The mob decides the fate of, you know what I'm saying, the perpetrator or whatever goes on in that town. The crowd does, not just the majority, but everybody wants something to happen right fucking now. That's a mobocracy. You have to look these words up. You have to understand exactly what state we are living in. And when I say what state, look up the definition of what that means. The condition that we living in right now. Jobs ain't paying shit. The jobs that's out there, they don't really want to hire you, because believe it or not, nobody wants to pay into this Obamacare. I'm telling you, all of this shit is tied in together. Take your ass on the internet one day and look up Agenda 21. Write that shit down if you need to. Look it up. Read it. You'll understand why these new businesses and all of these motherfuckers, medical centers and, you know, everything is being built except our communities. We don't even live in communities no more. And I'm afraid that you guys in the suburbs with your $300,000 and $400,000 homes, you pretend like this shit ain't bothering you, but I guarantee you, you still ain't got your damn heat on yet, do you? Because those that are in the trillions and the quadrillions of dollars in their pocket status, okay, it's only a few of them. And they control everything that goes on, and we do not know it. We don't know it because they tell us, they throw us hooks, We playing games of horseshoes right now. You know, when you throw that horseshoe, you want to hear that bling. You want to get that ringer. Well, even if the wind blow a little bit and you the champ, okay, you might not get it. Did you understand that? Well, right now, we're the horseshoes, and they throwing us straight to the state. And they ringing it every fucking time because they rigged the game up in their favor. When I say they, you have to decide who they are. I know who I feel they are. Do some motherfucking research. Why is Chase Manhattan right now sitting across the street from the Federal Reserve Bank in New York City, where they said, you know, oh, it's not there. We don't have no affiliations, no ties, none of that shit with them. But yet their offices and their entire buildings actually are sitting directly across the street. You could throw an egg at the building from one building. And then they reportedly have some underground tunnels that connect to it. Want to know where the gold is? Look up gold swapping. You know what I'm saying? You ain't got to take no notes. I'm just telling you some shit that I studied and I found it to be kind of interesting. But y'all, that's real smart, perplexing. You know what I'm saying? I ain't real smart. I'm just a person that like to read. And I ask questions. So a lot of people, you know, they laugh, but that's fine with me because I'm laughing. You know what I'm saying? 646-478-0944. I want to thank everybody out there that listens to my show online. I noticed that my number's been going up a lot. Thank y'all very much, man. I appreciate that. You don't always have to be on the phone with me. I don't mind talking, as you see. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes I get people to call me. Sometimes I don't. But it's all good. It's all good. Ain't nothing wrong with having a little conversation. You know what I'm saying? I want to encourage everybody to take a few minutes, at least 20 minutes out of your day. It goes back to how much you exercise your body. Do a little bit with your mind. I don't know about all of these luminosity games and all of this shit you're supposed to do with the computer. Put this damn virtual world shit on your head and let them tap into your neurons. I'm not sure that I would go that far because, believe it or not, we do have a natural vibratory count, to make it easy to understand, man, just think about a bass speaker. It vibrates and you can feel it in your body. Well, the earth spins and it has a vibration and our bodies are tuned to that vibration. And until we understand what our natural earth tone is, what frequency we are on as an individual person, you won't get to understand how you function in this natural world with all this digital technology, man. I'm telling you, I study some shit that a lot of people don't think about. And I study shit because it all makes sense. You know what I'm saying? It makes sense to me that everything is tied in together, especially personal frequencies. So you got to find your own earth tone. One of the tricks to find your own earth tone, if you know anything about musical tones, you will find a note. You can hum it, you can sing it, you can think it, but more physically, you hum it. And you find you can go up and down the scales, la 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 la, until you find that one tone that will make your fucking face vibrate, because you do it with your teeth closed. That's how you find your natural earth tone, like a tuning fork. Ding. But you use your voice, and you close your eyes, and you meditate, and you connect spiritually with the creator of this planet, and you will find your earth tone. A lot of shit can come to you. A lot of your brain will actually open up. We were given a pineal gland. You know what I'm saying? And it was from before birth. It was planned. All right? So use it. Learn how to use it. And you will understand a whole lot more shit. People can't just say what they want to say to you. And you'll be like, oh, okay. Most dummies. You know what I'm saying? A dummy that smoke weed can't tell you the difference between Kush and medicinal. All right? They can tell you some motherfucking, you know, Reggie or whatever, but they can't tell you nothing about that either. All they know is they don't smoke weed, man. I don't smoke kush. Say medicinal, the motherfucker say, what's that? Some K2? Stupid motherfucker. They don't research. Check it out. It's almost 10 o'clock. Well, actually, it's just a few after 10 o'clock. We got another 24 minutes to go left in the show. And as a disclaimer, I want to tell everybody out there, if you don't like what I'm saying, don't even bother calling Blog Talk Radio, because they'll just direct you to me. I'm the boss. And I will personally, though, handle that situation myself. If you don't like it, okay, send me an email. All right. BlogTalkRadio/EmaxTheImage. That's EmaxTheImijj. I do respond to my emails. So whether you like it or not, just let me know what you think. You know what I'm saying? It's okay. It pretty much helped my numbers and everything anyway. So we do a lot of research, and normally we play, when I say we, I say it's basically me and my team and you. Okay? We do count on you to understand and to, it's free for you. I don't ask you for no money and no nothing. I don't even try to hold no fundraisers, none of that shit. I do what I have to do to bring you the information. Not that I'm a Bible thumper, but the Bible says, buy the truth and don't sell it. So that's what I call myself doing. You know what I'm saying? And I'm just giving you another side of that coin. For example, we all go to church on Sundays, but do you really know where that word church come from and why I call it church now? Find out who Circe is, C-I-R-C-E. Find out who that person is. All right, find out who C-I-R-C-E. Find out who Circe is and where she came from. I give you that much of a clue. And you'll know why they call it church. Well, why we call it church now anyway. See, it's things like that that's important. Another thing you want to look up is person. You know how to spell that, P-R-S-O-N. And you also want to look up human being. All right? Define those words, man. You'll find some fucking crazy shit. It'll blow your mind. Seriously, you'll be like, hell no. This is the way they look at me. And I'm talking about everybody. Black, white, green, blue, purple, yellow, red, brown, and yellow. Or did I say that? They'll give you 64 mahogany, magenta, you know, whatever color you want to call yourself. We are human beings. They didn't say race in the Bible. They didn't say black and white people. They didn't say Mexican people. They didn't say Latino people. They didn't say the radicals. They didn't say the ISIS members. They didn't say the Muslims. Okay? They did not have names. Back in the day, they called the black people the Moors. So when you see shit like America, define it. What was America's first name? Okay, check it out, man. You got to do some research on your own, or else you ain't going to never understand shit. You're going to walk around like the sheepo or the zombie that they plan to turn you into any fucking way. It's the damn Ebola virus is about. Yes, I'm a ufologist, and I like to study the stars and all of that shit, too. A motherfucker stay busy. You know what I mean? And I just, you know, I ask everybody to stay busy, man. There's way more shit going on out there than LeBron, sorry to say. You know what I mean? There's a whole world of shit out there that we ain't even begun to tap into, because so much entertainment out there that occupies so much of our fucking... And really learning something is boring. You didn't want to do the shit in school. That's why you fucking skated by. But everybody ain't set up. Everybody wasn't made to be, you know, informationists. You know what I'm saying? Everybody wasn't meant to be a banker. Everybody wasn't meant to be a doctor. It was a gift that was given to us. to be able to speak and be able to talk to people. You know what I'm saying? That's a gift, man. It's nothing that you can just decide to do. It happens. Because I'm a singer. You couldn't have told me 6 years ago that I was still going to be doing shit. You couldn't have told me 6 years ago that I was going to be doing it at all. Because I'm so focused on this music. You know what I'm saying? But learning and reading has always been my thing. I love information. It's just something that, you know, that's why I talk so fucking much. Probably. Can't curb it either. I try. When I don't talk, motherfuckers be like, damn, man, what's wrong with you? But then when I do talk, you know what I'm saying, I can't stop. So I apologize if I get long-winded to y'all, but hey, that's why I'm here. Hood Talk Radio. Should black people fear ISIS? I say no. Because I ain't seen no video where they killed no black people. I only seen a couple of them where they killed white people. And that's because they was in the military and they was over there snooping around places they ain't had no fucking business. What do you think about them killing the Muslims over there, though? People that don't want to be Muslims no more. Did you know that, you know, a long, long time, they've been doing that for a long time, though. You don't want to be a Muslim no more? You got to die. Why do you think that first woman president over there got killed? Why do you think they tried to kill the little girl, you know what I'm saying, who's giving other little girls information and shit, trying to teach them she was going to school? They tried to kill her ass because they don't want the people to rise up and be independent. They always want the people to be dependent on the power structure and the leadership, the so-called leadership, the alleged leadership, because we don't have that no more. And the quicker that everybody understands that, the quicker that we can turn this whole fucking thing around, man. You know, I'm sorry, Mr. White Man, but they not gonna leave you out because you white. That white privilege shit is over now. You may still try to exercise your shit, and you may still try to exercise your shit at work, at home, play in society and this and that and the other. But those motherfuckers that got more than you is laughing at your motherfucker. Thing is that if you didn't take care of your business before them motherfuckers, Abraham Lincoln, chopped off the heads of the slave masters, if you didn't have it by then, it's just like the dope gang. You ain't gonna get it now. You fighting just like everybody else is to figure out a way to get that damn dollar in your pocket and to keep the ones you already have. That is the name of the game. That's the white picket fence that they used to broadcast about back in the days. All right? The advent of Microsoft and Sony with these extraordinary entertainment systems. I love them my fucking self. I had to break myself away from them because what are they teaching you? They're teaching you to mentally be at war. Now, if all you do is read a book and you never apply the things that you're learning from that reading, how well do you think you're going to do in a test? Mm-hmm. All right? Think about that one. Take some time. Energize your brain. Take some time. Energize your body. Meditate. Okay? The whole basis for this show is to motivate you to take better care of yourself, inside and out. But it starts with your brain, the center of all of your functions. If you brain dead, believe it or not, your heart may still beat, but you basically a vegetable. You don't have anything else going for you. All right, so your family will have to decide whether to take you off life support or spend all the money up trying to keep you alive. Well, in so many aspects, that's where we are right now. We're on life support, but there's nobody trying to decide whether or not to pull the plug. Because they ain't going to pull the plug. As long as they can get some money out of your ass, they're going to keep you on life support. All right, that's why all of these houses and all of these neighborhoods If they ain't ready to tear the motherfuckers down, they will be soon. You know what I'm saying? Especially in what they call the urban areas. You know what I'm saying? Just say the black neighborhood, man. Being politically correct ain't always the solution to shit, man. That's why people don't trust politicians. Because they give us fancy words for where we live. But, excuse me, if you think about it, we all live in urban areas. Because the more I go out into the suburbs, they roads and shit is more and more and more fucked up, too. They cities ain't spending no money on their infrastructures either. You know what I mean? You getting the same television service that I'm getting. Sorry to tell you. It might cost you a little bit more because your tax bracket is higher. So you think you're getting something a little bit better than I'm getting because you're paying $1,000 and I'm only paying $200. But I'm getting the same shit you get. Sorry. I can go to Sears and buy me a refrigerator too. Sorry. And it's going to freeze my food just like it freezes yours. I'm sorry, Mr. Rich Man. Whoever you may be. You know what I'm saying? I used to, because that's all I see. It's black, white, Hispanic. Okay? But what color is a Christian? What color is a Muslim? What color is a Catholic? All right? What color is a Buddhist? A Rosicrucian? Whatever. What color is a knife? What color is the road? What color is the sky? Don't we all drive on the same streets? Don't we all breathe the same air? Didn't we all come from the same birth sequence? Your father hit that thing, popped one up in your mama, and 9 months later you came out. So, think about that. This your boy E-Max, man, and I ain't trying to bore y'all. I'm just trying to get y'all to understand how serious this shit is. I'm going to hit you with a instrumental, and I'll be back 3 minutes. 52 seconds. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Hood Talk Radio on a Wednesday night. It's your boy, E-Max the Image, and that was Tips. All right. Everybody needs some right now. 646-478-0944. We're going to go to the phone lines right quick and bring in my homie. What's good?
What's going on, man? I'm going to tell you like this. Yes, sir.
Go ahead.
Okay, I was just getting ready to say I'll deal with some things at the same time frame almost on Monday night with Al Porter Man in the Streets, Music Activism News. But I wanted to point out real quick that last night in the city of Cleveland, you might have seen it on Channel 5 ABC News, there was a car chase over in my direction about, I'll say 1 a.m. in the morning. Myself, Suave Guy, a few others, we were heading back to our side of town, and we passed by, heading towards Avalon, and a pickup truck was being chased by four police cars. They turned up Highview, or rather Hillview. They turned up Hillview. And so they chased that car up and down the back streets, and it finally crashed on Wayside, and that's where the news picked it up, that the car was a white pickup truck. It crashed. The two occupants got out and got away. What happened, though, I just wanted to throw that out there, is very, very interesting. I went to call different folks to see if they were safe, what have you. You know, emergency calls only on my cell phone. House phone, I could use it, but nobody could call me on my cell phone in this area. No. I couldn't reach anybody else from this area on the cell phone. So they had some nice little devices between Euclid and Cleveland that if you use your cell phone during that time of, I will say, 1:10 to 2:20, while we could hear all the sirens going back and forth looking for whoever it was for whatever reason, you could not use your cell phone. But as soon as the sirens slacked off, which meant I guess they had slowed down their pursuit of the two individuals, all of a sudden it was normal. So I just wanted to throw that out there because your show deals with that type of stuff.
Oh, yeah. And you know what? It's funny you said that because I was just online at an auction house, man, and they sell those cell phone jammers. You can get it brand new in a box, man. You can, like, say they market them like, say you're having a party and is dull and everybody's on their phone, will jam those signals. So you know, if I can buy one, the police got some good shit.
Seriously. Here we go.
Wow. Now, ain't that something? So that lets you know we ain't in control of shit, and that's exactly what the hell I'm... We ain't in control of shit, man. Nobody. You know what I'm saying? Nobody. I bet you if it was on the west side, it would have been the same thing.
Yes, sir.
It would have been the same thing. So, y'all be careful out there, man. We still got some stragglers out there that, you know, feel like they want to just do what they want to do, which is fine if that's how you live in your life, man. But come on with that bullshit, man.
True.
It used to be you can't get away from the long arm of the law. I don't use the arms no more.
You didn't lie, man.
They're using technology, y'all. You know what I'm saying? So you just got to be more careful out there. You know what I'm saying?
True.
And I appreciate that, Al. You know what I'm saying? I appreciate that, man. Because, you know, sometimes, like they always say, two heads is better than one. You know, two heads is better than one. So I hope y'all got that information. You know what I'm saying? Look it up. All the news channels and all the news stations here in the city have .coms, so you can, you know what I'm saying, check that story out and, you know, get some more information. That's why we put it out there. You know what I'm saying? So you know that we're here every Wednesday night from 9 to 10:30 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time. Also, we have on Monday nights, like Al said, Man in the Street, Al Porter's Man in the Streets. That's from 9 to 10 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time. And for all y'all artists out there, we also have Hood Tunes Radio on Friday and Saturdays from 8 to 10 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time. Now, since I've been working with OPN, I'll be vocal on Saturdays, and you can just hear your music being played on Friday nights with DJ Andy B. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Also a producer of the show. So we try to keep you covered. We deal a lot with a lot of the local artists from the city. So like I always say, send me a motherfucking song, email it to me at the image, excuse me, emacs the image, right? one@gmail.com. That's EMAXXTHEEMIJJ, the number one@gmail.com. I listen to it and shit and upload your song. I ain't asking for no money or no nothing. We're doing this shit because we love it. We're doing this shit because we love you. So y'all know every Wednesday, every Monday, every Friday, and every Saturday, we here for you. And we got you covered. You want to be entertained, then you can call us and you tell us how you want to be entertained. Don't think that all we talk about is, you know what I'm saying, the same shit you hear on the news. We just break the shit down a little deeper. We break it down and try to help you understand what it's all about, not just giving you what you can turn the TV on and get. That's why we here on the internet just for you. All right, so like I said once before, thank everybody for tuning in, whether you call in or you online. You know what I'm saying? Shouts out to Al Porter Jr. Shouts out to OPN, Suave Gotti, and everything that we do to try to make sure that our city is always either on shine or on blast. Because just like it goes down in other cities, it goes down right here in ours. So y'all know what to do. Y'all keep in touch. We also on Facebook. It's not Hood Talk Radio, but it's Eric Robinson. And y'all know, when you see that, say something. Whether you like it, me or not, I don't care. Somebody loves me, babe. And that's the truth. Somebody loves you, too. All right, this is Emax and Al Porter. And I don't know how many seconds we got left to go, but we're going to let this hit take us on out of here, man. Peace.
Okay.
Until Saturday night.
Some things in life will never change. Everybody else being castrated. He couldn't reach. And now she feel a